And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
Well, we're all going to get a bit of a lesson here, I think. I'm about to speak to Dr. John Limbers, an orthopaedic surgeon at the Sydney Adventist Hospital, about an issue I know, well, approximately zero about. That's flat feet. I've been accused of being flat-footed often in life, but I don't know much about flat feet. Anyway, here comes the education. Dr. Limbers, as I said, is from the SAN. He's on the line. Dr. Limbers, good evening.
Hey. Hi, how are you going? Thanks for having me.
That's my pleasure. Look, this is going to sound a stupid question for someone like you who knows all about these matters, being an orthopaedic surgeon at the SAN, but what are flat feet?
Well, flat feet, generally it means when you don't have an arch in your foot. That would be the simplest way of putting it.
Okay.
So if you look at most people when they stand up, when they stand in bare feet, if you look under the inner part of their foot, that part is normally not touching the ground on the inside of their foot. And that's the what we call the medial longitudinal arch, or that the arch of the foot. And flat-footedness is when that arch is not there and their whole foot is on the ground. And it's often associated with some other things, like when you look from the back, you can see that their hind foot is angled out a little bit. And you can often see that their foot is a little bit splayed from the back, and you see what we call too many toes from the back. So if you look at someone's foot from the back, you normally only see 1.5 toes, but if they're flat-footed, you see more toes because their arch is dropped in the front of their foot, sort of goes out.
I have to say, I've never really looked at someone's foot from the back. No, this is something I'll do from now on.
That's right. Well, that's something I do a fair bit of.
Yes, I'd imagine.
but in the simplest terms, it means that your arch is dropped.
Okay. Why is it a problem? I mean, I think the case in years gone by, if you're flat-footed, you're out of the army and stuff. Why is it a problem?
That's a good question, because in many cases it's not a problem. In fact, it's due to a lot of things. Most children and infants, or all of them, are in fact flat-footed when they start walking, because little infants and little children are their ligaments are lax, and then they tighten up as they grow. So in fact, all toddlers are flat-footed.
So we develop the arch, do we?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And then in most people, as they grow, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, their arch develops. But in some people, it doesn't. And that's what we call physiological or flexible flat foot. And in most cases, that's not a problem. And the way you tell it's like flexible or physiological flat foot is that normally when they stand on their toes, their arch will reconstitute. So you look at someone that's flat-footed, they stand on their toes, and then their arch forms. So that's many people are flat-footed throughout their life, and it's not a problem. And all they need to do is wear good supportive shoes, which everyone should do anyway, and that's not a problem. But there is also a subset of people who it is a problem, and that's sort of the main people that treatment is aimed at.
Okay, so if a flat-footed woman, let's say, stands on her toes, she develops an arch. Am I being too simplistic saying if you then just say to her, well, if you go around in high heels for a while, she'll end up with sort of an arch developing?
Well, no, it will never change. Their arch will never develop. It just means that they don't have an arch and it's not a problem. But there is another subset where particularly middle-aged to elderly people, they may be overweight, but not necessarily. And they have developed what we call a pathological flat foot. And that is one of the tendons on the inside of their leg and foot becomes degenerate and weak. And they get a progressive flat foot deformity, which is associated with pain. And so that's a different issue. That's like an acquired flat foot deformity, which is a result of a tendon problem causing pain. And so that is something that does require treatment. And that will typically be in an older person. And there are other causes of pain for flat feet, but to keep it simple, we'll talk about that for now, perhaps.
Sure. Now, I'm speaking here with Dr. John Limbers from the SAN, orthopaedic surgeon. The topic is flat feet, but I suppose in life, often, not just in our behaviour, but also in some physiological senses, Doctor, we sort of regress back to things that was the case when we were younger. Is it the case that you can develop from 4 years onwards the arch in the foot, but as you get older you then develop flat feet?
That doesn't normally happen unless you've got one of these pathological conditions that I'm telling you about. So in other words, if you have an arch, and then as you get older, that tendon starts to wear out, that tendon on the inside of your ankle and your heel and your foot becomes degenerate and swollen, and then you develop a flat foot, then that is more likely to be associated with pain. And that will often be treated in the first instance with non-operative treatment. So, you know, if the patient sees their GP, their physiotherapist, their podiatrist, some arch supports, some orthotics, which could be off-the-shelf orthotics or custom-made by a podiatrist, plus some physiotherapy, plus some Panadol and some anti-inflammatories, some strengthening work, wearing supportive shoes, maybe even resting in a special boot for 6 weeks. Often that will be enough to settle their symptoms down without surgery, and often they just need to wear supportive shoes and arch supports on a long-term basis, and that will control their symptoms. But there are a subset who, when you try that, it doesn't work, and then they may need corrective surgery. So there is a place for corrective surgery, but the majority of people with flat feet will never require corrective surgery.
Okay, now just before you go, you've mentioned supportive shoes and footwear a bit this evening. Generally speaking... How important is it, particularly from a young age, that people wear the right shoes?
That does make a big difference. It makes a difference to the support of your foot and the function of your foot, and avoiding or helping symptoms. And so, you know, there are a lot of good shoe shops around, you know, such as Athlete's Foot and Comfort and Fit and Forbes Shoe, and plenty of places. And other stores as well, where you can just get really good supportive joggers and really good supportive shoes with cushioning arch supportive inserts. You know, they're made in. They've got good arch support. They've got good cushioning, and that will, you know, that's often all most people will need. You know, most people that will be enough. And whether you're flat-footed or not, that's always a good idea to avoid problems. And obviously avoid high heels and narrow shoes as much as you can.
I try to avoid high heels as much as possible.
Yeah, I do myself as well.
Yeah. I don't have the legs for it. I'm glad we spoke tonight, John. I appreciate your time very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Dr. John Limbers there from The San.